Okay, rundown. Today is November 8th. It is Election Day. Election Day rundown brought to you by Mont Beau. Just comfortable stuff, normal dude stuff.
Where am I right now?
Are those Mont Beau?
Mm-hmm.
Got the stretch going.
Those are Mont Beau?
Yeah.
Mont Beau jeans right there. If you want to be comfortable, go with Mont Beau. Everyday stuff, comfortable stuff. 20% off, use the code the rundown. Again, the code rundown, 20% off for Stoolies, Mont Beau. Click on the link below, montbeau.com. When you think comfortable, think Mont Beau. All right, let's get into it. It's Election Day. Big day.
Huge.
Everyone's
day.
Walking,
huge.
Everybody's walking around the city with those little I voted stickers on. I saw Chaps. I walked in, our boy Chaps. I don't know if he was doing it.
No, he did. He voted a few weeks ago.
But I don't know if he was doing it ironically, wearing the pin.
No,
you know what he's going to do? He's getting a tattoo, an I voted tattoo on his chest.
Because I walked in and I was,
loser.
And I saw it. I'm like, it's such a dickhead asshole move. Even when I did Dave to Walk to Work, everybody who had a sticker is like, you're an asshole, you're an asshole. I actually publicly said, I got to take a picture of you, Chaps, because I want to write a blog about what an asshole you are. And Kevin, you're like, I already wrote that blog.
Too late.
I already have it in the queue. So I know how you and I feel about it. Dan,
Same.
Nobody likes the...
this office has to be the lowest amount of, like, percentage of people voting today.
You didn't vote?
No, I didn't vote.
I
was going to vote when I was back in Chicago, and then I forgot, and then it's too late to register in New York, so...
My whole thing
is
my vote never will count, and then if
Wait,
you register, you get
not
jury
count
duty.
Count New York?
It's just that it's always going to go Democratic, right. So...
There's no chance Trump wins
no
New York.
Chance. So, like,
I meant to vote. I fucking meant to.
What about other shit, though, on the ballot? Isn't there theoretically other shit that matters?
I don't know any of this shit. I should not be voting. There's about 200 people in this whole fucking country who should be voting. There's so many uninformed people.
Quick, rough survey here. Raise your hand if you vote or plan on voting today.
Oh, Glennie.
No, we're about 60%.
Oh, we got a good amount of people.
Yeah,
Rome did one of these. I don't know what that was.
The adult side of the room is pretty heavy.
Got so it. We have actually of more of a voting office than you gave it credit for.
Okay, yeah.
The adults are all voting.
I'm impressed.
Oh, that section of the office, totally.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
I've only voted once
I voted every single time. I just... This fucking move fucked me up.
I've only voted once in my life, and it was, I believe, to get my mother on school committee back in the day, and my friends all had to go vote. I've never voting. It's for
the birds.
And no, it's not only that, and this is a theory I have. It's how they get you for jury duty.
That's the point. It's not my vote is never going to matter, so now
but
I never have to do jury duty.
Little trick, you don't have to actually pay attention to jury duty.
Little trick, I agreed with that, and then I started.
I got it like in August, and I just didn't go.
But then they start getting. Trust me, I believed in that theory.
They'll come.
I don't know how
you.
They found you so quick here.
No, it was back in Chicago. Oh. They found me. So
you're
and
get
the other
on, like, taxes
other
or
little
one day.
Trick
That's
is every time you move, just never change your address.
I have about five.
Oh, I never
post office.
I still get forwarding from like.
They're so far behind me. The government is so far behind me. They're probably sending shit like five addresses ago.
And again. We got kind of off subject, but this is a unanimous. If you wear, I'll never say, hey, you're an asshole for voting. I get it. Vote in this
it's
country.
Worse,
show off.
It's
wear the
worse
sticker.
Than it's worse than the marathon medals and the tinfoil. It's worse than Ash Wednesday.
Because you didn't do
it's
anything.
The worst of the worst.
Right.
The dumbest people in America can vote along with you. You didn't accomplish anything. You didn't do anything rare. You're not special. You're along with the dregs of society. Congratulations.
I couldn't agree with you more about anything in life. It's like you want a fucking cookie for dinner.
You guys are fucking outrageous. Just because you want to wear a little sticker, you guys are such hardos. It's like the most hardo stance ever.
What? Why do you care that you have to wear the sticker, though?
Why do you care if somebody wants
Because I care that you think it matters.
It doesn't. I don't think it matters.
Well, then you won't wear the sticker.
You're showing off.
You're showing off.
It's not a
show off.
You can either just be normal for the day or put a sticker on
it. It looks like a democratic process.
You see what Joe Brain
there? No, I don't want to hear
a little First Amendment.
I literally had him like wrapped in chains, like on a tire when you're in bad weather.
What just happened?
Nothing. next story. Chaps, you can go back. Chaps.
Oh!
Oh, no.
That's like spitting on the flag to Chaps.
No, he didn't. Davey Kaepernick over here.
Holy
wow.
cow.
Here, you can take this mic with you.
When you both have purple hearts, you can get away with that type of stuff. By the way, Chaps and I, give it to me. We're going to military.
No. Oh,
wow.
Yes.
You just made an enemy before the military ball. That was not smart.
Bullshit.
Left them hanging hard.
we may have to now bring in Feigelberg for this story. So this broke last night.
Dave, you knocked your mic off.
What happened?
You turned your mic off this
time. You guys want to just talk?
Yeah, okay. What is it?
So the Belichick paper. Supposedly okay. wrote a letter. Are you going to do it, Dave?
There's no way. Dave, you actually think that this was real?
It's 1,000%. It's been confirmed by 1,000%.
Really?
Yeah.
I just, in politics, nothing to do with politics. I just wouldn't think that Bill Belichick would take time out of his day to stop watching film and, like, coaching the Patriots to write a fucking letter.
So the two things, Trump was in Massachusetts and said that Brady voted for him, and then he took out a letter.
Which Giselle disagreed with.
Giselle, I don't think, wants it just public who they voted, but Brady definitely voted for Trump. They're buddies. You don't have that hat if you're not voting for him. And number two, the letter, Trump started reading a letter they said was from Bill Belichick. He's like, you've handled the skewed media beautifully, and basically it sounded like Trump could have written the letter.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
no fucking kidding.
And I said this, and I know it's the common thing to say. What I said when I wrote it, if Trump actually was going to get up and read a fake letter, that is the biggest madman. And I know everyone's going to be like,
but he is a madman.
He's not that level of a madman.
Yeah, absolutely
is,
that
yes,
level.
Yes, he is.
Well, he's not. Yes, and he didn't write the letter. Belichick did. It's all confirmed. So Feigelberg made a total jackass out of himself because he was on there like just absolutely ripping everybody who thought it was real. And
that
I'm like, I think
pussy,
it's real.
Feigelberg.
Hand up. I think it's real.
I don't think it's real.
Turns out it's real. But I'm not saying I don't like Trump. I don't like Hillary. If I was voting, which I don't, I'd vote for Trump. But the people who think he'd literally go up there and read a fake letter and think he'd get it away with it is bananas.
I think that's exactly what I mean. Like that's kind of goes along with everything he's done.
Like what?
Dave,
to read a fake letter from Bill Belichick and think you're going to pull that circus stunt?
Yeah.
That's
Dave,
impossible.
What about when he retweeted, like, the Ted Cruz's wife? He's like, I didn't tweet it. I just retweeted. Like, this is all the stuff
Wait,
he does.
What about when he said Ted Cruz's dad was the fucking Zodiac killer?
What is that? When he said Ted Cruz's
that's
dad
an outrageous
fucking
thing
helped assassinate JFK?
I have no proof that he did say that.
You're like, everything
that,
is in line.
This you is, don't go at...
This
you
is actually, like, this is actually like amateur shit for Trump.
You
right. You're making up a lie.
My point is you don't try to bring Bill Belichick into it.
Dude,
if he's
Trump,
not in it,
Trump is bringing up the JFK. He brought the JFK assassination like as a cold case. He was like, let's bring it back up.
We think Ted Cruz's
dad
killed him.
Yes.
Maybe he did.
Yeah.
That's the end of the election coverage till tonight when we are doing what I would say is the most ambitious.
Oh, man.
Sure to fail.
Yes.
Event we've
can
ever
can
done.
Can we place some sort of bets on that? I mean,
this is must watch stuff because it probably will be funny. It probably won't work, a lot of it. I mean, I'm looking around the office. We have
a lot of lights,
a lot of lights that aren't ours.
A lot of people.
Green screens everywhere. We have this lineup of misfits.
Tech Pete is going balls to the wall for the crew of idiots, and I feel like he's probably going to quit after this.
Who?
Tech Pete. He's doing like everything in his power to make this work, and it's absolutely going to fail.
We.
But here's the thing, though.
I canceled the Barstool Idol tomorrow just so Pete
you sneaky love it when we fail.
No, with this stuff.
No, you love the
no.
Barstool shit
It's the Barstool
show.
Charm.
Yeah,
dude.
It's
no,
the Barstool
no.
Charm.
There's
you
two,
love,
two parts
like, you want us to do well, but you also at the same time don't really hate when everything just falls apart.
No, well, there's two parts of it.
He likes chaos.
You're right.
Like chaos.
I thrive in chaos. I've always thrived in chaos. I get mad like the Cubs live feed when we didn't have the home run. That makes me very mad.
Right.
Now, if we're still on and like a live feed's not working or something, as long as people can see the chaos, I'm cool with it.
Got it.
If it's the no one can see the chaos, then it doesn't work. As long as people
But you're
can
rooting,
see,
but like you say, like, oh, it's gonna be a shit show. Like, Dan, that's kind of what you want.
Dan, I don't have to root for it to be. It is. That's like really.
That's
I
written
mean,
in the stars,
yeah,
dude.
There is
it is
no
written
way,
in stone.
And it's not anyone's fault. There's just no way the stuff we're trying to do tonight can run smooth.
Oh, agreed.
So
no
I don't. There's
agreed.
No root.
It should be fun though. It's gonna be. And it's
it
gonna
will be, fun.
It, more than anything.
Every week, I go in that studio and I just press record, and we still have problems with the podcast. We're going to be kicking it to remotes and green screens.
Well,
and
I was
going to
say the important
dad.
Thing is we're making a concerted effort not to just be like, hey, here's three people sitting on chairs watching the election. It's going to be fast paced. It's going to be all over the place. We're going to be all kinds of different people and things.
We put more effort, thought. Planning, which isn't
it was only one week,
a
one week
hell
of it.
A lot
one week of thought
into this.
Well, we also used our time very well with the marathon, watching people run on the treadmill for 6 hours.
Was that your idea?
I think so.
That was a diabolical move to have your idea and then not be here for it. Oof. Like an absolutely diabolical move.
Yeah.
Actually, I believe it was specifically PFTs who then broke his foot, so he couldn't have even done it even if he was here.
Also, I saw a recap video, which was like pretty good. It wasn't great. It was what it was. But Banana's move, like the girls weren't on the treadmill. It was just strictly guys on the treadmill in the recap.
I don't know. I mean, I saw some people complaining, but like, who cares? You just turn it on or you don't
watch it. I don't give a fuck about it.
It was something like to mindlessly watch.
Dude, the Barstool complainers are also, like, if we'll they think
you,
I'm going to fucking watch
we'll
this before
you
I'm,
when it, well, no, yeah, crazy. We'll tell you when it's something that you should watch. Yeah. Tonight is something
you
should watch.
I would sit there and watch for 6 hours if it meant that I got to watch Tex fall on his face. Yeah. So that made it all worth it.
I don't know if you've studied the film. I blogged it. When Tex fell and the treadmill ejected him out the back, I didn't really come out because I'm like, Tex is trying too hard. He fell on purpose. It's rule one of the content business. How do you get a quick laugh fall down? I watched it.
Running in the boots, wobbling along.
It looked
along.
Like he had a wobble.
Yeah.
And so I think it was real and it's pretty funny, actually.
And when it shot him off the back.
And
that was
the fact that Tex keeps saying he's the best athlete in Barstool with
one
colossal failure after another. And he doesn't like it. Look at him over there. He's getting like...
Running on a treadmill has never won any wars or Olympics.
That's his move. He loses and then he's like, yeah, but guess what? Arm wrestling doesn't count.
I'd beat everybody.
Yeah, court shots. That's not a real thing.
Any sport that has a ball, I'd put
he's
my
a ball
on.
Guy. Basketball, that shot you did, I believe a basketball qualifies as a ball, and you need to make it to the three-point line on a half-court shot.
But now you're bringing
up
bullshit.
He was worried about looking good.
We just need to get Tex out there and lose in every single sport so he can just stop this.
I don't hate it, Tex.
I love it. I think Tex has grown on me in a big way.
Sneaky master of content over there. I haven't decided unintentionally or intentionally, but the fall, it wasn't on purpose, right?
I don't really care what you think. If you think it's on purpose, then...
That's a text answer.
It was just a simple. I asked you, was
like,
it on
what
purpose?
Is it, bro? Is it real?
And you
not?
Responded to me, care what.
I don't
you
want
to
talk. Text, I don't so like you, talking
you,
about my
you created
defeats.
That monster.
I just asked you, was it on purpose?
I don't like talking about my defeats. That day's over.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Text.
Hey, that's text.
Text
fair enough. Man, right there.
Defines lip service.
Fair enough.
Text is the lip service king.
That's actually a Trump answer. Like, I'm not going to talk about my defeats. We're not here to talk about that.
I see a little bit of text in my. I don't like talking about my defeats either. So we'll let it go. Dan Carpenter's wife. I was sad. I wasn't watching the game. I saw Twitter explode, so I turned it on. The end of the first half, a total clusterfuck. So we had Richard Sherman offsides, demolishes Dan Carpenter on the field goal. They just call him for offsides, no roughing the kicker. Then they try to like enforce a fourth penalty, so they backed him up. I don't know if they actually backed him up. And then they didn't let him snap the ball.
It was such a mess.
Because
such a
the refs didn't get off of it. Yeah. And Dan Carpenter's wife basically tweeted that Richard Sherman deserved to be castrated. My biggest fall in this, I saw a couple tweets that Sean McDonough was going crazy. And Sean McDonough going crazy is like one of my favorite things in the world. I love when Sean McDonough loses.
They were pissed. It was a shit show. The fact that he called that Justin offsides when he demolished him. But Richard Sherman, I don't think you can keep talking like Richard Sherman talks when your defense is in the middle of giving up. Like, Tyrod Taylor was carving them up for a while last night. So that was a weird move. And Richard Sherman and Rex Ryan just screaming F-bombs at each other, like, face-to-face. With some that will save football.
By the way, I don't get the people who are saying it was a dirty play. He was offsides, but...
No, it was a dirty play. You hear the whistle, and he just
did the whistle blow?
Yeah, the whistle blew, and he just fucking
he
ran right into his leg.
Right into his knee.
I didn't know the whistle blew.
Ran, like, into his leg.
That's Kayla Carpenter's a ride or die chick, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
love
that.
You
know what? Leaving the tweet up, too. Not even deleting it.
And the fucking instrument that can't, like, I know. That's what they use? It's like, she
said. Well, I don't think they castrate dudes anymore like that.
No, but, like, they castrate animals with that little fucking
thing? No, that's
the
animal. That's what her point was, that she would use that to, like,
said if you're going to act like an animal, you get treated like
Which is also, I mean, when you go out there and start calling people animals and say you're going to chop their dick off, their balls off, I mean, that is.
Hardcore.
Aggressive.
I don't hate it.
I love it. I mean, I would love a woman to have my back like that.
Yeah. Kicker's
so that's
wife.
The craziest part. Yeah. Like, you are a kicker's wife, so chill out.
Commercial break two, Oaks and Cokes, Bacardi Bar. They will be sponsoring Barstool Election Night 2016. So
watch it.
Shout out for that. Snakes on a Plane. I feel like we get one of these, once every 2 years or something like that, where a giant snake, it's always a giant snake, just pops out of the, like.
And it's always like Aeromexico or shit like that.
Fuck this thing.
Yeah, man. I mean, what can you say about that? I think we're all in agreement that snakes are an evil evil thing, and if they fall out of a plane, then I'd rather die. I mean, I can't even imagine that.
No.
I can barely survive a flight.
I don't care if I was on like the other end of the plane.
Imagine the whispers that would come up.
No.
Like there's a python.
Hysteria. No. Sweeping the cabin.
No.
I would jump right out of the fucking
plane. This is so fucked up. No.
Well, how about going back to your animal thing? Could you watch like a snake get slaughtered? Yesterday he was too pussy to watch the penguins and all these. You can't watch.
You'd watch.
Too
you'd
pussy
watch
to watch the penguins.
Yeah.
Could you watch a snake get like eaten by a fucking mongoose?
Snakes are the most evil.
Could you watch a snake get eaten by a mongoose?
Snakes are the most evil animal.
I totally agree with that.
It's biblical.
I don't think. I think snakes eat mongooses.
Yeah, but they fight, so they wouldn't maybe eat it, but maybe
like,
the mongoose
could. Could you
watch
someone like smash a snake with a shovel?
Yes, I could.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's
yeah.
A good,
there's like I think in Black Stallion, the horse stomps a snake to death.
Yeah, you like just don't like watching cute animals.
Yeah, or not even.
No, but he said he couldn't watch like chickens in a cockfight. I wouldn't give a shit about chickens.
No, trust me, you would. If you
that one's a little fucked up.
If you actually went to a cockfight,
no,
you'd never do it again.
Where I draw the line is if it's nature, I don't like. Who cares?
I do care.
If it's like two people making animals fight, that's fucked up.
No, but nature even gets a little bit. You still like don't want to watch like fucking death. It's like you have no problem when like, what was that little. A wildermare, Tinka Marinka, I forget the name of it.
Oh, it's majestic.
What?
It's majestic.
Wait a minute. Dude, he just said a wildermare Tinka Marinka. We have to discuss that.
I forget
that.
The name of it. It's not going to come
to me. A wildermare Tinka Marinka.
A meerkat.
A meerkat. You were close.
I watched a show about meerkats. And one of the meerkats they were calling like Tinka
You got
Marinka.
Attached to the meerkat.
Yes.
Yeah, you're
And the meerkat got separated and froze to death, and I'm like, this is the fucking
Well, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
All right, that's nature.
Yeah, I know, but I was talking about like when they show like lions attacking zebras. I'll watch
that shit. You will watch, no thank you.
That's majestic.
You know what
move.
I really don't like when there's like a ton
move.
Of lions attacking like an elephant and
they're
all eating them.
Oh,
that's,
I love
that,
it.
I don't like
oh,
that.
I went
that's
from
nature,
being
baby.
A pussy to now you're just
that's
saying
nature.
Exactly what I'm saying.
That's nature,
that's the
baby.
Shit I don't like.
Love it.
The chicken thing really is, I don't give a fuck about chickens. That's what it comes down to.
I guarantee you, Kevin, if I put you in one of those devices and like made your eyes open it and you had to watch a cockfight, you'd fucking cry your face off.
I would.
Cockfight's a horror. Have you ever been to a cockfight?
No, but I...
Horrible.
I wouldn't want to watch cockfight, but I think a cockfight party would be pretty fun.
Cockfight party would be electric.
Yeah.
You just don't want to watch
a cockfight.
Why don't
we have one in the office?
We're going to do turtle
content.
Racing. I got to buy some turtles. It's on my to-do list.
I told this story yesterday. I went to a cockfight in Puerto Rico. The problem is one of the cocks never wants to fight. So he's running
just
around.
Getting dominated. Just getting
and they don't. And there is no TKO.
That's little Jerry Seinfeld.
There's no throwing in a white towel.
Wait until they're dead.
You die.
Yeah. Well, it's a chicken. And they probably eat the chicken. Whatever. It's dinner for tonight.
I put this one in for you, Dan, since you're a dab guy. In my opinion, one of the best dabs
I've ever seen.
Bodie Baffert after the Breeders' Cup Classic unleashed the form on this guy. Did he practice that?
It was the reason why that dab works is like why the like Greenwich Street Posse was great back in the day. That kid is so rich, so obnoxious. Such like a fucking
I think he's a
goody
stoolie,
two-shoe, and he just crushed it.
Dude,
right
like so fast,
face.
It was a violent dab. It was like, I'm richer than you.
That kid was like eight.
Does Bob Baffert have two kids named Bodie?
I don't know.
I would not put a bet.
He may, because I rode
Bodie
the elevator, and
one's
he's
with
like,
e,
Bodie fucking loves
I-E,
Barstool.
One with a Y. Yeah.
No, E-A-U-X.
So I want to be on the Baffert's good side.
How did you do it, Breeders?
Day one. I did fucking really good. I was in like 12th place out of 300. And then day two, I couldn't sniff.
How about Flintshire? What a fucking bat. I mean, he didn't run a great race. I thought he was the best horse in that race.
He wasn't the favorite, though. So that I smelled like something would be. I think we were just because he. Because
that. Yeah.
But he lost the one before going into that.
Right.
Day two got murdered. It's a fucking hard contest. And I mean, it was fun. Our table kind of stunk. I'm actually going to write a blog about, I think, I don't want to repeat yesterday's, but I'm getting no respect at the Breeders' Cup. Because they're putting.
Because there's actually rich people there?
No, well, the VIP section were much better. It was all a VIP section, but they're putting, like, the VIP VIPs in a good area. Me and Elio were, like, underground.
That's what happened last time we were there.
No, but that is a better area, and even down below. And they're putting, like, the guy that I talked about, Valdo Wilmerera, that guy should not be in a better seat than me.
That dude is probably like some of the most hottest chicks in Hollywood.
He's
Wilson
Valderrama or something.
It's Wildermere Tinka Marinka.
The 70s show guy.
Yeah.
That guy is not right now a bigger star than we are. Vildo Varmarama is still a bigger star.
I just anybody LA, who dude, smashed the chicks he smashed.
Why don't you go to California?
It's like, I feel like
different world. If it was at Belmont or Saratoga, I think you have a point. Once you get to out to LA, fucking Hollywood famous is so different than what we are.
I agree if you're saying that and you're at like a Hollywood pool party. The track is still our people. Like, yeah. If you walk around the track, everyone's saying hello to us, not them. We're track Wilder, people.
That's the problem. You guys are too common. You're with the people. You need to be like, if you want to be VIP, you got to be like.
We're too much of track guys.
Yeah.
Last, it was this. I took a giant stand on Gormley. I put $5,000 on Gormley in the contest. Have to take a stand.
How did Elio do?
Horrible the whole day. Didn't win a fucking race. Okay, so didn't win a goddamn race. We actually ended up being partners. Okay. So he had his own and I had my own. Last one, Mark Cuban has banned Mark Stein, one of the guy from the locker room from ESPN. He hasn't really said, unless I missed it, why he did this. But for me, I think Cuban sort of likes Barstool. We sort of know him, not really, but maybe say hello to him. He kills Trump. That's a Trump move.
That's 100%. Is a big baby move.
He is a big hypocrite. You can't do. You can't be spending the last 6 months being like Donald Trump's the worst, and then do exactly what Donald Trump does.
That it's like blocking someone on Twitter. It's just you can't take your ball and go home. You got to just stick through it and deal with the
media. Do we have any idea why he did it?
No.
And then he said, you know, you're still allowed in the building if you pay for a ticket.
Yeah. Like, right.
Come on, man.
Interesting. I guess it's his team. So that's all right. Oh, by the way, quick shout out. The smartest thing here. Somebody said my note cards look fuck. No shout outs.
Shout out to nobody, but those note cards are good.
Can I shout out just that they sent me the cards?
No company shout outs.
I won't mention the company.
Okay.
Shout out to who sent me this.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
So by the way, the no shout out rule.
That should be warm enough for you.
The no shout out rule is working to our favor. Someone sent me a box of 4 bottles of wine with Cubs logos on it. And since there's no shout outs, a week later, they sent the same box because they thought I didn't get it. So now I have
doubling up.
Yeah.
Just
but no shout outs.
No shout outs.
No shout outs.
If you like us and you want to send us swag and gifts, the reward in itself should be that we got the gift.
Well, and we'll wear it. You might see it, but no shout outs.
No shout outs. I'm using your card. You've done well.
So the wine people, thank you.
And it's really.
No card people.
No shout outs.
That side of the house, the sales guys really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a rundown. Do we have anything post-show?
You got a prediction for tonight?
I mean,
you
I haven't
said Trump's going to win.
I'll stick with it. I mean, I don't. I won't put 1 cent
would you put your
on it based on polls and this and that. But I hope it's close, so it's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly.
I just want drama.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be over like right away.
I don't. Yeah, I agree. I think all states should have to come in. And then I think you announce them one at a time. I've said that forever.
Like Selection Sunday.
Yeah, it's right. It's
and
like,
the bigger electoral votes go last.
Yeah,
it
right,
up,
right.
Yeah.
Because then it keeps the drama up.
I agree.
It's the same thing when you elect the president and the candidate in the convention. You shouldn't know who people want till the convention.
I agree.
Because it is entertainment.
Yeah, make it like a draft or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like give it a nice little, I mean, even like give us a chance to boo Goodell or something. That'd be nice.
Like somebody come out.
Yeah, like if Goodell
yeah,
came out, we just get an extra chance to boo him.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't mind booing Goodell. Yeah. That's the rundown. That's all we got.
Tune in tonight.
See you tonight.
7:30 tonight. Election. Be there. Barstool election.
Do you want to tell everyone what the setup is? Do they know? So it's you and Riggs.
Me, Riggs, Cat Timp on the anchor
stage.
Desk.
Yeah. You got a map?
We got a map with Erin Alash will be map girl releasing the results of who wins each state, as it's called.
Yep.
You and PFT
have green screen.
Green screen for
we have
states.
The Canadian boys. We're gonna visit all kinds of states.
And then we have for remotes that we'll be throwing it to live. My dad, EDP, Detroit Dawn, Paul LaDuca,
Tico Texas.
I've already made one Seinfeld reference in this rundown, but this is like the finale of Seinfeld when everyone just comes
just
into the court.
Comes back.
Yeah, it's like all of our cast.
I mean, we have the people on the remotes between my dad.
I can't believe Detroit Dawn is going to do this.
Paul, I'll believe that when I actually see
I hope
him
it's just.
On
I hope
believe
just,
almost all. Of
I hope it's
when
just Dawn and Dawn doesn't speak.
Legitimately, no joke.
Zero.
My dad and Paul LaDuca are the two worst technology people on the planet.
There's a 0% chance of those two.
By the way,
I'll put EDP at like 10%.
You realize we're going on a collision course. Michigan, Wisconsin might be facing up again in the Big Ten championship. Wisconsin's set. Wisconsin in the Big Ten.
So Michigan has to beat.
If Michigan beats Ohio State, it's a rematch.
I didn't know that. When is that game?
Indianapolis, whatever, like a week or two after Thanksgiving. So we'd have to probably go. So
yeah, we would.
Keep Michigan out of the Final Four. That would be so sweet.
That would be sweet.
That would be so sweet right in your face, Davey.
That would be great, just so you can actually
right in your face, Davey.
It would be sweet for you. I'm not remotely nervous.
Yeah. I mean, my luck has turned. Yours has gone the other way. Bulls won the Summer League Championship.
Patriots are going to the Super Bowl again.
You a little nervous about the Raiders?
No, I said yes in the rundown. I love that the Raiders are good. I think it's
good
for football.
It's very good for football.
So,
but yeah, I wouldn't be nervous about the Raiders.
I was rooting for them because I don't want Broncos to get home. I don't want to have to go back to that air.